You might have some chesmabes on the bottom, he's on the Maisa with Ashmedai and Shlomo HaMelech, that at a certain point, Ashmedai was sitting on the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, and the people over there were getting suspicious that maybe this person is not Shlomo HaMelech. So they went to check him out. So they said, Bidku Bakari, check his feet to see what his feet look like, because it's Yadua that the feet of Shadim look different than the feet of people. But it says they couldn't check it because he was wearing slippers. He was wearing slippers, his feet were covered, so we weren't able to check with his feet. So I was bothered that L'chair, there's another it's over here based on the Gemara before. The Gemara says earlier in Daf Samech Vav that Shadim only have a Bavua, but not Bavua de Bavua. That there's a certain type of shadow that regular people have and Shadim don't have. And the Gemara says that there's a Kabbalah from Yonis and Shader, the Babua Isla, Babua the Babua less, so they don't have that double shadow, and that's like you tell if somebody's a Shader, not Tzilachar. They could have checked over here by looking if he has his Babua the Babua, and if he doesn't have the Babua the Babua, then they'll know he's a Shader. Why don't they use that Bedika? And I found that the Gersh Rechem over here has his Kasha. It doesn't really say a Teretz of his Kasha, unless you have to say that maybe there was wasn't Shaykh Mitzias inside the palace, maybe they couldn't tell the Shade, maybe it has to be with Dafka with the sun. So it's not so clear whether they didn't use that bedika. It's also possible to say that this din of Babu de Babu only applies to the regular Shadim. But over here, Ashmedai, who was the Melech HaShadim, he had a different getter, he was a different category, and that din of Babu de Babu did not apply to him. Maybe he did have a Babu de Babu, and even though when it comes to the feet being like different than people, being like Tanagoylam, that did apply to him, and maybe this Babu de Babu is a different din and did not apply to the Melech HaShadim. And a shtickle smach to that svar you find in the Paras Yosef earlier in Daf Samech Vav, he asks another kasha. The Gemara over there says that let's move on the Gemara in Brachas, that the Shadim did not appear to three people. The Shlesha ain't a near. If you have three people, Shadim don't appear. So he's bothered that Lechara, why couldn't they check if he's a Shade or not over here by bringing three people into the room with Ashmedai Mustami? He had three people here anyways, and the fact that there's three people and he's still there is Lechara Raya that he's not a Shade. And he wants to say that maybe the Api the Gemara Avri Psachim, the Gemara says that Ashmedai is called the Malka of the Shadim, he's the king, and Malka Ikri Mazik, and Malka is not considered a Mazik, he's a different category. That then, that L'Shlesha Ein Anir, that's Dafka when we're talking about a Mazik. And even if he's not being Mazik, we're talking about a Mazik, but the king has a different getter, he's a different category, he's not called a Mazik, and therefore maybe that din of L'Shlesha Ein Anir would not apply to him. So Mela Hu Adin, maybe you could say that the din of Babua de Babua would not apply to the Melech HaShadim as well. The Atzam Kasha from Shlesha, why don't we say that they had Shlesha over here and that would be right, there's not a Shade. The Ger Sherechim over there also has this Kasha, and he says a different Teretz, interesting Svara, he says that this, that a Shade is not near it to three people, that's only if he's near it as a Mazik in a way that will scare them, meaning he can't appear as a Shade, looking like a Shade, and if that he's Mazik, that he won't appear to three people. But if he appears B'dmus Adam, where he's trying to look like he's human and look like he's not a Shade, then he could appear even to three people, then he... that would not be a raya that he's not a shade, and we wouldn't be able to bring a raya from that. And Mela, that would answer the kasha from over here. Then how do we know that he, why couldn't they prove it by the fact that the three people, because over here he's Gufa trying to appear as an Adam, he's trying to pretend he's an Adam, not a shade, and that he could do even in front of three people. It's only coming as a mazik, that can't happen in front of three people. So if he that would be miyoshev, why they didn't rely on the bedika of the three people. But that Atzam Svara is not like the Mishnah Malach, as the Ger Sherechem himself points out. The Mishnah Malach seems to assume that even when you appear to Bnei Adam, even if you appear as an Adam, still that you would not apply in front of three people, because he's bothered with the kasha that when the person says Kisuget L'Ishti, B'Leich Hashem Hashedu, L'Chai, you have three people over there because you have Leidim in the Sefer, and the fact that there's three people is a raya that he's not a Shade. So he seems to be assuming that even if he appears as a Dumas Adam, still he's not going to appear in front of three people, but the Ger Sherechem is being chalik on him, and from this Gemara he says there's a raya that when he appears as a Dumas Adam, he could come, even though he's a shade, as long as he's not coming as a mazik, he's coming as an adam.